Today is Friday, July 10th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. Sitting in for Todd Coppernall, I'm Tim Thied. Governor Tony Evers announced yesterday his appointment of Amy Forehand to serve as Richland County District Attorney. The appointment fills a vacancy being created by District Attorney Jennifer Harper's resignation. Forehand will serve for the remainder of the unexpired term that ends on January of 2029. With more than two decades of service, Amy Forehand is an experienced prosecutor who is deeply committed to her community, said Governor Evers. She will serve the people of Richland County well in this new role. Since 2002, Forehand has served as the assistant district attorney and the assistant corporation counsel in Richland County. As the sole assistant district attorney in Richland County, she has experienced prosecuting all types of cases from minor traffic offenses to serious violent felonies. As assistant corporation counsel, she handles mental commitments, guardianships, child protection matters, and child support system. Earlier in her career, she practiced criminal defense and family law in Duckstad, Vail, and Bestel in Monroe. I am pleased that Governor Evers has appointed Attorney Forehand to be the Richland County District Attorney, said Richland County Circuit Court Judge Lisa McDougall. Attorney Forehand is very involved in our local community, having raised her family here. That fact alone, with her many years of experience as a prosecutor in this county, knowledge of the law, and commitment to justice, makes her the right choice for this position. Forehand lives in Richland Center and is a graduate of the University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire and Hamline University School of Law. In the community, she has served as president of the Kiwanis Club of Richland Center and the Richland Center High School Athletic Booster Club, has coached volleyball and softball, and has been involved in planning and volunteering for numerous community events. For the past 24 years, I have served the people of Richland County as their assistant district attorney, said Forehand. I have had the privilege to work with many wonderful attorneys, office and court staff, law enforcement officers, social workers, and community partners. During my time as assistant district attorney, I have worked to uphold the law with integrity and fairness, and always kept in mind that behind every case are people whose lives are affected by my decision. I am deeply grateful to Governor Evers for the trust and confidence he has shown in appointing me as the next district attorney of Richland County. It is a privilege to continue serving the people of my community, and I will work every day to earn that trust that has been placed in me. Thursday evening, the Iowa County Communications Center received a traffic complaint near mile marker 59 in the town of Brigham of a driver all over the roadway. An Iowa County Sheriff's Deputy conducted a traffic stop with this vehicle as a result of the investigation. Andrew J. Evanson, 43 of Fort Atkinson, was arrested for operating while under the influence. Evanson was transported to the Iowa County Jail and booked on the charge. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that on Friday morning, July 3rd, at approximately 9 a.m., a search warrant was executed at a residence on Nelson Road, rural Viroqua, in the town of Franklin, as part of an ongoing investigation. John Charles Fanta, 62 of rural Viroqua, was arrested and booked into the Sheriff's Office Detention Center for possessed drug paraphernalia, possession of methamphetamine, bail jumping felony, maintained drug trafficking place, and probation violation. Janice K. Bunce, 61 of rural Viroqua, was also arrested and booked into the Sheriff's Office Detention Center for felony bail jumping. Both Fanta and Bunce appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court on Monday. Fanta was held on a $50,000 cash bond and due back in court on July 16th at 1. Bunce was released on a $1,000 signature bond and due back in court at 9 a.m. on July 28th. Formal charges will be sought through the Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher, assisting the Sheriff's Office, where the Viroqua Police Department and Crawford County Sheriff's Office. Both counties are members of the West Central Metropolitan Enforcement Group, a six-county drug task force proving support two law enforcement agencies. Further investigation and testing has revealed the presence of fentanyl. The incident remains under investigation. If you have any information about this crime or any other crime, call Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS. That's 608-637-8477, or submit information online at p3tips.com. A Dodgeville man was arrested Wednesday after the Iowa County Sheriff's Office said he stole a 65-inch TV from a Walmart in Dodgeville. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office said a deputy in the area responded immediately and located a 23-year-old man walking on a nearby street carrying a large TV. The man was arrested for felony bail jumping, misdemeanor bail jumping, and theft. At the time of the arrest, he was reportedly out on bond in Adams County. The suspect remains in custody at Iowa County Sheriff's Office, awaiting a bond hearing. The Grant County Sheriff's Office reported three accidents that occurred this past week. On Monday morning, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a car versus semi-truck crash on U.S. Highway 151 in the northbound lanes of the construction zone near mile marker 5 in Jamestown Township. When the deputy arrived on the scene, he learned Susan Ann Wiederman, 37, of Dubuque, Iowa, was traveling north on U.S. Highway 151 when she attempted to use the Badger Road on-ramp, which was under construction as a passing lane. As a result, Wiederman encountered traffic cones and attempted to merge to the right, causing her to crash into Markel A. Horton, 33, of Waterloo, Iowa, who was driving a semi pulling a trailer. The traffic barrier on the rear of the semi-trailer caused disabling damage to Wiederman's Honda Accord. The trailer received minor damage. Neither Wiederman nor Horton were injured in the crash. The crash remains under investigation. On Wednesday morning, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of a vehicle that had struck a guardrail on U.S. Highway 151 in the northbound exit 5 off-ramp in the Jamestown Township. Along with Grant County Sheriff's deputies, the Jamestown Fire Department, Jamestown First Responders, and Dickeyville EMS, they were dispatched to the scene. When the deputies arrived on the scene, witnesses to the crash informed them that they saw a vehicle traveling down the embankment to the exit and back onto the roadway, continue under the overpass and onto Old Highway Road for several hundred yards. Witnesses informed deputies the vehicle came to a stop perpendicular to the roadway and partially on the curb. Witnesses reported the vehicle then began smoking and caught fire. Witnesses informed deputies the driver exited the vehicle prior to the fire and fled the scene on foot through a farm field. Responding units extinguished the fire and a search began to try and locate the driver. Deputies utilized a canine and tracked the driver for several miles, but were unable to locate him. Further investigation identified the driver as 45-year-old Jimmy Martin of Clinton, Iowa. Contact was made with Martin the following day and confirmed he was the driver and was not injured in the crash. Martin was cited for failure to notify police of an accident, hit-and-run property adjacent to highway, and failure to keep vehicle under control. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted at the scene by Dickeyville EMS, Jamestown Fire Department, and Jamestown First Responders. Then on Thursday afternoon, the Grant County Sheriff's Office received a report of a one-vehicle crash on Highway 80 near the intersection of Boland Road, south of the village of Livingston in the town of Clifton. Along with deputies, the Livingston Fire Department, Livingston First Responders, and Montfort EMS were dispatched to the scene. When deputies arrived on the scene, they learned Ethan Mulderink, 16, of Dodgeville, was traveling in his truck north on Highway 80 when he lost control of the truck and drove into the ditch on the east side of the roadway. The truck struck a culvert and became disabled. Mulderink was not injured in the crash. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted on the scene by Livingston First Responders, Montfort EMS, and Livingston Fire Department. Wisconsin State Patrol troopers are climbing into semi-trucks next week to help spot risky drivers. Sean Maloney reports.
The State Patrol is partnering with the Wisconsin Motor Carriers Association for this year's Trooper in a Truck campaign. All next week, troopers will ride along in commercial trucks, giving them a higher vantage point to spot dangerous driving behaviors, including not wearing seatbelts, texting behind the wheel, or otherwise driving distracted. It's the sixth year of the effort, which combines enforcement and education to promote safer roads statewide. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Yet another Wisconsin city is dropping its flock safety contract. Kaukauna has been considering the move since May. Mayor Tony Peterson told the Appleton Post-Crescent that the repeated instances of misuse of the automated license plate readers in other communities was the impetus for the change. The city officially dropped its contract at the end of June, but flock has yet to take down the cameras that were installed. The Wisconsin Elections Commission orders an investigation into Green Bay's second instance of duplicate ballot mailing. The commission on Thursday rolled the most recent incident into an already existing discussion from the April elections, where 152 extra ballots were sent to the residents. The clerk's office sent out 244 extra ballots for the August primaries. Commissioners are ordering City Clerk Celestine Jeffries to explain how the double mailings happened again, how the clerk's office is ensuring there won't be double voting, and how the city will prevent the erroneous mailings in the future. An appeals court won't hear a challenge from the father of Madison's Abundant Life School shooter. A three-judge appeals panel has denied a request from Jeffrey Rupnow to review a Dane County judge's decision not to dismiss criminal charges against him. Prosecutors accuse Rupnow of allowing his 15-year-old daughter to access firearms despite knowing about her mental health issues. The teen killed two people and wounded six others in the December 2024 shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison before taking her own life. Rupnow's attorney argue the charges are flawed and unconstitutional, but the appeals court says the case does not meet the legal standards for an early appeal. Rupnow is scheduled to stand trial in March of 2027. Becker's Hospital Review compiled a list of hospitals that earned five-star ratings for nurse communication in each state, according to CMS Hospital Consumer Assessment of Healthcare Providers and Systems data. Among the hospitals that made the list is the Richland Hospital. The nurse communication rating reflects how well patients feel their nurses clearly explained things, listened carefully, and treated them with courtesy and respect. The ratings are based on data collected between July of 2024 and June of 2025. 44 Wisconsin hospitals earned five-star ratings for nurse communication, the most of any state of any size. Area hospitals making the five-star rating list, along with the Richland Hospital, include Upland Hills Health in Dodgeville, Vernon Memorial Hospital in Viroqua, Crossing Rivers Medical Health Medical Center in Prairie du Chien, Toma Memorial Hospital, and Mile Bluff Medical Center in Mauston. Wisconsin's strong performance on nurse communication reflects the dedication of individual nurses and the support provided by hospital and health systems to enable effective nurse communication with patients, said WHA President and CEO Kyle O'Brien. Congratulations to the Richland Hospital and the hospitals mentioned nursing staffs for the honor of receiving a five-star rating. You can find the complete list of hospitals nationwide at beckershospitalreview.com. You can get rid of your working and non-working condition electronics at the electronic recycling donation drive tomorrow from 9 to 8 at Goodwill in Richland Center. Drive up and donate your electronics for free, safe recycling. The event is being held through Goodwill's partnership with the Dell's Reconnect program. Items that will be accepted, include computers and laptops, phones and tablets, printers and scanners, flat screen TVs, cables and chargers, accessories, and more. Music and community lovers from across the region are invited to the Eckhart Park in downtown Viroqua tomorrow for the 14th annual Driftless Music Festival, a full day of free live music, local food, craft beverages, a raffle, family activities, and community celebration. Hosted by Fourth Stream, the local arts and live music nonprofit, the festival features the eclectic lineup of regional and national artists spanning Americana, Balkan bluegrass, jazz, rock, soul, improv, and world music. Music begins at 12:30 and continues through the day and into the evening. This year's lineup include The Big Woo, The Real Chuck Norad, Pancoramic Steel, Dandelion Delivery Service, and Tom Gillian Quartet. One of the things that makes the Driftless Music Festival special is its variety, said Christina Dolhausen, Fourth Stream president and festival co-organizer. Every artist brings something different, making it a day of discovery for music lovers of all ages. Whether you're coming to dance, relax with friends, or hear a band you've never seen before, there's something for everyone. In addition to live music, festival goers can enjoy local food vendors, craft beverages, a raffle, family-friendly activities, and welcoming atmosphere that makes the festival a beloved summer tradition in the Driftless region. Admission is free. Guests are encouraged to bring lawn chairs or blankets and spend the day enjoying live music in the park under the oak trees. For the full schedule and festival information, visit driftlessmusicfestival.com. The 7th Annual Friends of Kickapoo Valley Reserve Driftless Garden Tour 2026 takes root on Sunday. Running from 10 until 4, this year's tour promises an intimate look at the horticulture hidden gems tucked away within the breathtaking landscape surrounding the Kickapoo Valley Reserve. Whether you are a seasoned gardener or simply looking for a peaceful Sunday excursion, the tour offers a unique opportunity to immerse yourself in the natural beauty of the Driftless area. The curated experience features 6 distinct stops, each offering a unique perspective on garden design and maintenance. Visitors will encounter a wide variety of styles, from lush displays of native and perennial plants to integrated art installations and soothing water features. To add a personal touch to the journey, gardeners will be present at each site, ready to share their inspiring stories and history behind their vibrant creations. This interactive element allows guests to gain firsthand knowledge and perhaps take a little inspiration back to their own green spaces. Beyond the garden gates, the event invites attendees to make a full day of their trip. The KVR Visitor Center serves as a perfect hub where guests can pick up printed maps, explore the interpretive center, or enjoy a short hike. The local community also joins in the spirit of the day, with nearby restaurants and ice cream shops open to welcome visitors for a meal or a sweet treat between stops. It's a wonderful way to support local businesses while enjoying the scenic charm of the Lafarge area. Access to this delightful day of discovery is available for just $15. Tickets can be purchased conveniently online at kickapoofriends.org or in person at the KVR Visitor Center, even on the day of the event. Every ticket purchase directly supports the Friends of KVR and their vital mission to preserve and enhance the Kickapoo Valley Reserve. By joining the tour, you are not only treating yourself to a day of beauty, but also contributing to the continued stewardship of one of Wisconsin's most cherished natural landmarks. Public Health Sauk County invites nominations for the 2026 Public Health Excellence Awards, a recognition program for the community. These awards honor people and the groups who help improve the health and well-being of Sauk County residents and visitors. Public Health Sauk County encourages community members to nominate local health champions who deserve recognition for their work. These awards celebrate people and organizations who solve health problems, keep each other safe, and make Sauk County a better place to live, learn, work, and play. Award categories are Public Health Lifetime Achievement Award, Healthy Environments Award, Prevention in Action Award, Strong Starts, Stronger Futures Award, and Public Health Partnership Award. Nominations are open now through August 7th. For more information on how to submit a nomination, contact Public Health Sauk County at 608-355-3290. Winners will be honored at a special ceremony in the fall.